when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, dear Blood River Radio family, as promised, we're bringing the bell cow herself, the bluegrass buzzsaw. She's coming in. I'm picking her up. Rand's going to work with her a little bit. And in the second segment, we're going to start talking about our savior, the Trump out there, the big Jewmeister. Who's going to be the out Jew? The Demopubs or the Republicrats? But we'll want you to know the second segment. We're going to play, it's a pretty long clip. Sister Nancy wants to do it. She wants to talk about all this stuff she's found out about how we can't win, us white nationalists. No matter who we get in, they're going to be big Jew lovers. Anyway, Rand said he has something to talk about. And then he's going to take off to do that. And then Sister Nancy's going to do her tar and feather. And we'll just get rock and roll. Go ahead, Brother Rand. Tell us what you want to tell us.
Okay, thank you, Eddie, and hello, Miss Nancy. I hope you're well today. And I just wanted to bring up about, and I didn't see it, but I've watched a clip or two and saw some headlines about the Olympics opening ceremony. The first thing is, I read where they paid Celine Dion. I don't think she's performed in a long time. She's got some kind of illness or whatever. But they're going to give her $2 million for one song. So that's way out of whack, for one thing. I mean, my goodness, $2 million to sing one song. Next thing is, they got old Snoop Dogg involved, and I really don't know what he actually did. I don't know if he went walking down through there smoking a big blunt or what they let him do. I wouldn't be surprised, but Snoop Dogg was involved. And but one thing that really caught my eye and bothered me was these it looked like to me the drag queen types, faggots, they were mocking the Last Supper.
Mm-hmm,
they were set
right.
up. You saw that, Miss Nancy. That really troubled me right there, Malkin. And another thing that I saw on a social media post was this, whatever this thing was that they paraded down through there, it really resembled the pictures that you see of Baal worship. So these people are so ungodly, y'all. I just don't know how much more that our Savior's going to put up with this stuff. I mean, it's off the charts. Anything goes. And speaking of the faggots and the drag queens, I saw an ad where Kamala Harris went to this RuPaul's. I think his show's called Dragnet,
yes.
Drag Race. And she's up there, you know, cackling with these weirdo freak things. I don't know what you, I mean, it's just, and they want our children. They're not good enough to leave all that crap to themselves. They want our children. I watched a clip where this RuPaul brings these kids up on these stages and have them do all these sexual type dances, and you got these freaks down there handing them money. I mean, my goodness, sooner or later we gonna have to put a dead stop to this, y'all, one way or the other, because if we don't, the generations to come already started. Their minds are going to be totally poisoned. They're not going to know right from wrong. They're not going to know in from out. They're not going to know male from female. They're not going to know dog from cat. They're just going to be lost, so lost, and they're going to be so far away, I don't know if they could ever be regained. And it just troubles me. You know, troubles me. But go ahead, Ms. Nancy.
What got me is that we are talking about this Last Supper that these transgenders and gays and homosexuals were presenting. It looked like American culture was on display, really. I was very surprised because the French are generally very conservative. People don't realize that, but the French in general are quite conservative. And I understand that they also had the torchbearer from, I think, in Paris, who was also one of these clowns. So they're getting a lot of cultural information from the big old USA, the people that are promoting a lot of this, of course, coming from our Jewish overlords. That's the way I see it. But it was definitely a portraying in their own way the Last Supper with one of the big fat gay ladies with a diamond hat on, it's supposed to be her halo, and that was, I guess, supposed to be representing Christ. But to me, it was all an American production, really, in many ways. But back to tar and feathering, I'm going to say that all members of the House and Senate who genuflected to the Prime Minister, Bibi, the bastard Netanyahu, during his fourth speech to that dumbed-down, bought politicians, should be tar and feathered. All those members. Now, there were some who stood down. The hero that I would have to mention, believe it or not, would be a Jew by the name of Senator Bernie Sanders, who boycotted the speech by the war criminal, Bibi Netanyahu. And there were others, mainly Democrats, not Republicans, mainly Democrats boycotted. And believe it or not, even Nancy Pelosi condemned the speech by Netanyahu. I know that comes as a bit of a surprise, but she really did. In fact, she did not attend, as far as I am aware. And let me bring up one other.
Senator Massey didn't either, by the way. Your senator, he didn't either. He didn't participate.
Sure. That's wonderful. Well, I wanted to, I listened to some of the interviews of some of the anti-Israeli protesters. They were protesting, of course, outside of the White House, condemning this celebration of the speech by Bibi Netanyahu. And they said the forces that were brought in to defend the White House, it was just almost like Fort Netanyahu, that there were barricades and fences. The police had been brought in from New York. The police from New York are known as being quite rough on protesters.
Yes, they are.
They had installed fencing and barricades to block off to really keep these people like they do. What they do is they create a so-called free speech area. You know, that's what they do with protesters now. You got to be in your free speech area. So they created a Fort Netanyahu so that nobody could insult our honored, as you say, beloved Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal who should have been arrested. He should have been arrested the day he landed in this country. And we should have, and I actually did call to some of the representatives and senators and explain to them that I was just outraged that we were having this man for the fourth time. I don't know, I think, Rand, I think it was something like 59 times that they genuflected to Bibi Netanyahu, the bastard war criminal.
Yeah, in 60 minutes, 58 times in 60 minutes, they give him a standing ovation.
My question is, where is Lee Harvey Oswald when we need him? Where the hell is his grandson? You know? Where's the shooter who was on the roof? Where's his cousin? You know?
Well, he's dead. Well, I'm going to pitch out something a little bit different. I have my own personal great black hope, and that is Jesse Lee Peterson of Alabama. I've been watching his videos, and I tell you, this is the month of July that he named White History Month 7 years ago. And I have really enjoyed his common sense retort to the liberals. That's Jesse Lee Peterson, my own black great hope.
Well, you and Rand going black on me tonight. I don't know. We have to rename this show, man. this here beats the black radio network. Anyway, folks, be right back. Get ready for we're going to do a video when we come back.
Hey, this is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
I'll tell you one thing that every good soldier knows. The only thing that counts in the end is power. Naked, merciless force!
Dear Blood River Radio family, as promised, listen, we have a clip. It's going to take a long time. We're going to try to, Sister Nancy wants to play it. It's going to tell you a lot about President Trump, just how Jewish he is. And it came from, I think, the National Alliance, who they will not work with us because they said we worship the Jew God. But we're not working with them. I'll say one thing. This clip that they put out is pretty daggum good. So it's going to tell you a lot of stuff about Trump. I just couldn't vote for the man. I don't think I'm a fool to vote in the presidential election because we have no choice. Anyways, if you will, a little Miss Teenage America, go ahead and roll that clip.
Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. The supposed alternative to the insane, Jew-subservient, anti-white Democratic administration is also anti-white, also insane, also Jew-subservient, and not an alternative. The Republicans are sure death for us, just as much as the Democrats. The only choice for white people now is to build our own all-white, real-world, racially conscious communities, as the National Alliance is doing now, and work for the day when we can totally secede from the Blancos, the voracious brown mass they force on us, and their Semitic overlords. Every second our people spend working for, hoping for, or talking about a Trump victory is a second we could have spent working for the white imperium to come. Do you really want your legacy to be that you came into serious racial community building just a bit too late to make our success happen? Or that your lack of serious commitment helped ruin your children's future? Do you want your legacy to be that you helped elect a president who was instrumental in criminalizing white racial nationalism and setting us back for decades? I didn't think so. Trump, to my knowledge, is the first American politician in recent years to explicitly call for the death penalty for anti-Semitism, a legal nicety that was last in force in the early years of the Soviet Union. In the wake of a lone gunman shooting up a synagogue in 2018, Trump addressed a rally in, of all places, southern Illinois, saying this:
"This evil anti-Semitic attack is an assault on all of us. It's an assault on humanity. It will require all of us working together to extract the hateful poison of anti-Semitism from our world. This was an anti-Semitic attack at its worst. The scourge of anti-Semitism cannot be ignored, cannot be tolerated, and it cannot be allowed to continue. We can't allow it to continue. It must be confronted and condemned everywhere it rears its very ugly head. We must stand with our Jewish brothers and sisters to defeat anti-Semitism and vanquish the forces of hate." That's what it is. "Through the centuries, the Jews have endured terrible persecution, and you know that. We've all read it. We've studied it. They've gone through a lot. And those seeking their destruction, we will seek their destruction. Now, when you have crimes like this, whether it's this one or another one on another group, we have to bring back the death penalty. They have to pay the ultimate price. They have to pay the ultimate price. They can't do this. They can't do this to our country. We must draw a line in the sand and say very strongly, never again."
Some of that deserves repeating. Quote, "It will require all of us working together to extract the hateful poison of anti-Semitism from our world. The scourge of anti-Semitism cannot be ignored, cannot be tolerated, and it cannot be allowed to continue. We can't allow it to continue. It must be confronted and condemned everywhere it rears its very ugly head. We must stand with our Jewish brothers and sisters to defeat anti-Semitism and vanquish the forces of hate. Through the centuries, the Jews have endured terrible persecution, and you know that. We've all read it. We've studied it. They've gone through a lot. And those seeking their destruction, we will seek their destruction." Close quote. And then your great white hero, Knott, invoked the death penalty. In context, one could argue that he's not calling for death for everyone who criticizes Jews or believes we can't live with them on our necks. Or is he? After all, anti-Semitism, quote, cannot be allowed to continue, close quote. And before the rally, Trump told television reporters that, quote, much more needs to be done, close quote, to protect Jews, without specifying what that much more is going to be. A lot of noise has been made on what passes for the left these days about Trump's reaction to the violence surrounding and engulfing the 2017 Unite the Right pro-Confederate Heritage rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, the year before. At the time, Trump said that there were, quote, good people on both sides, close quote, in the conflict, a statement which still evokes rage among Stalinist left conformists who see even the slightest resistance to the anti-white regime and narrative as pure evil, with the P and D capitalized. But really, was that statement some great sign that Trump is secretly on our side but just can't come out and openly say so? Hardly. He was saying, after all, that some of the people who came to throw urine bombs on pro-heritage demonstrators and assault them with improvised flamethrowers and the like were good people. And by using the word some, he was weaseling just enough so that both wishful thinkers and hateful thinkers on both sides could extract any meaning they liked from his words. In the light of subsequent statements, I doubt that Trump included any of the brave men who marched to the accompaniment of "Jews will not replace us" the night before in those good people. And did Trump do one single thing or make even one single statement to help James Alex Fields out of his plight of being railroaded into a first-degree premeditated murder conviction when no murder ever took place? When Fields never saw or even knew of the alleged victim? When Fields' car never struck the supposed victim, but only accidentally struck a second car? And when the second car also never struck the alleged victim, but struck instead a third car, which allegedly struck her, and even that is debatable? Did Trump say or do anything about that at the time? Did he do or say anything months later when innocent Fields was falsely convicted and sentenced to more than 4 centuries in prison? Did he do or say anything to help the other innocent Americans charged for defending themselves against anti-white violence and running afoul of the crooked police setup to cause that violence? Truth be told, Trump is effectively anti-white. Again and again, he highlights blacks or other non-whites as American heroes or objects of promised taxpayer largesse, as with his platinum plan to give billions of dollars to Negroes because they are Negroes. He leaves office with a flourish of pardons for black and Jewish criminals, but no pardons, no exonerations for racially conscious whites. In fact, white Americans may as well not exist as far as Trump is concerned.
Well, people, that's about does. That sums it up. I think we got all we get out of that tape. So when we come back, Sister Nancy and Brother Ryan and myself, we'll discuss that tape, that video. Be right back, folks.
Proclaim. proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Trump's most diehard fans in the front row at every Trump rally.
You had to love the United States of America. You had to support Mr. Donald Trump's re-election.
Trump's Front Row Joes is the new two-part documentary offering the first inside look at the men and women standing shoulder to shoulder with Trump in the greatest political movement in American history.
The kind of basis for all the rallies, there's like dead fans.
Like-minded people following their hero all around the country, exhausting their bank accounts, camping out for days in the freezing cold and scorching heat to support Trump's re-election and make America great again.
The Front Row Joes are very successful, incredible people.
Trump's Front Row Joes, from executive producer Sean Spicer, former White House press secretary and communications director for President Donald J. Trump.
Friendships I've made over the years as a Front Row Joe, it's probably the best part of it.
Don't miss Trump's Front Row Joes. Watch it now. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.
A House Democrat who condemned Vice President Kamala Harris on the border issue has now endorsed her bid for the Oval Office. We have more on this story from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Representative Don Davis, a Central North Carolina Democrat who often breaks with his party, endorsed Kamala Harris's presidential bid on Friday, one day after he joined five Democrats in condemning her handling of the southern border. Davis had backed the GOP effort to criticize the vice president's handling of the border on Thursday. He said in a statement, quote, "The stakes of this presidential election are incredibly high with far-reaching implications," adding, quote, "At the same time, the administration and Congress must address the concerns of the southern border." Additionally, he took the additional step of endorsing a vice presidential pick for Harris, North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper. Davis is a first-term lawmaker representing a competitive seat in northern North Carolina. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. You might call it a test census, and it's coming. John Scott explains.
Six places in the South and West will host practice runs for the next U.S. headcount in 2030, which helps determine political power and the distribution of federal funds. Residents of West Texas, tribal lands in Arizona, Colorado Springs, Colorado, Western North Carolina, Spartanburg, South Carolina, and Huntsville, Alabama will be asked to fill out practice census forms in the spring of 2026. Officials hope the test will ensure in 2030 they count the people missed out in the 2020 census. John Scott reporting.
Following heavy losses earlier in the week, Wall Street took off yesterday. Dow Industrials gained more than 654 points. S&P 500 was ahead by 60, and NASDAQ climbed 176. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie or Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
I gave you power, huh? Let me tell you something, boy. If I did give you power, you got nothing. Nobody gives you power. Real power is something you take.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to discuss that clip a little bit. I thought they made some good points, some things that I didn't know about, you know, with Trump. But now the more I hear about him, I mean, anybody out there, if you're still for Trump or whoever the hell is going to be running, tell me why. I mean, we're doomed unless we tear this system down. Rand, you said you wanted to make a few points about that clip, you know, so go ahead, fella.
Yeah. Yeah, just a real quick comment about that clip we just played. And I'd like to say, it's obvious to us, but the Jewish lobby has a stranglehold on this so-called leadership of this godforsaken country. I mean, it's obvious. They have got them by the you-know-what. But a Charlottesville veteran of the Battle of Charlottesville, he made this comment about something the other day, and I just want to read. I'm not going to call his name, but he said, quote, "One thing is for sure," and this goes to that clip right here. Now, he wasn't talking about that clip, but let's just listen. He says, "One thing is for sure. God is going to give us the leader and the government that we so richly deserve, and it won't be pretty. We're going to get what we deserve, people. If we don't start doing something more than talk, God is, this country is judged, and we gonna get the leader that we deserve. And by George, we deserve it. You know, people that just sit back and carry on and just lap up whatever the media throws out, whether it's right or left or this, that, and the other. Long as it's controlled by those Antichrist Jews, we going to get what we deserve." I agree with him 100%.
I couldn't agree with you. I couldn't agree with you more. You were 100% right, Brother Wayne, Brother Rand. We've been preaching that for ever since we've been at Blood River Radio. And I'm ashamed that I haven't done more than what I've done. People are so apathetic. Matter of fact, I got a quote up here. I hadn't read it in a long time. General Nick Glastovic said this. He said this on June 26, 2021. General Nick was on a program, and he said, "Apathy is the new atheism." He said that. And he said that when fear is the ruler, tyranny is when I've got one thing you rubbed out. When fear is in control, tyranny is a result. Tyranny is a result. In other words, you're going to be, anytime you're fearful, and you're slovenly, and you're apathetic, we're going to get just what we got right now. And you know what? Something else, y'all. And we'll shut up and go with Sister Nancy. Get her comment. We're living in the good old days. I'm going to tell you what, 5-10 years down the road, maybe not that long, we'll say, "Good God, I wish we could go back to the good old days when inflation was off the roof and crime, when you couldn't get outside without getting your head beat in by a coon. You know, you had to spend every dollar you had to try to get a damn hot dog." This is going to be the good old days. What do you think about that, Sister Nancy?
Might be right. What I wanted to bring up, as you know, Eddie and Rand, I want to bring up this young victim, James Alex Fields Jr., who was mentioned in the audio by Kevin Strom. I want to tell you a little bit about him, because I think many of the listeners probably know little about this man. He was born April the 26th of 1997. He was born in Kenton, Kentucky, which is in the northern part of the state of Kentucky. So that meant that in 2017, he was only 20 years old. His father had died before he was born. So currently, he would be about 27 years old. And of course, he's been called a white supremacist terrorist. Now, some of us know what happened, or heard somewhat some things about what had happened. He was probably at Charlottesville attempting to evade these real terrorists who were attacking his car. And they do say that the back windows of his car were broken out, which indicates that his car was not necessarily hitting in the front, but people were breaking the windows out of his car as he was trying to back out of this narrow area, which was covered with these violent terrorists. He actually ran into a car, which actually tipped another car into another car. Apparently there were three cars involved, and apparently they say that he, you know, that by ramming this one car, the victim was killed, which is all, if it really happened that way, it was certainly an accident. But he has been attacked as a domestic terrorist, a murderer, an attempted mass murderer. His motives were neo-Nazism and fascism. The verdict that he was given because of this death, and actually there were several people who were injured. In the federal verdict, he pled guilty. And the reason he pled guilty was to avoid the death penalty. This was just a kid. He was only 20 years old. In the state, he was considered guilty on all counts. The feds gave him hate crime convictions. He was ordered, listen to this, he's ordered to pay $12 million to somebody or something. He got life in the federal system without possibility of a parole. Listen to this. In the state, he got life without a possibility of parole plus 419 years. And did Trump care about this man? Of course not. August the 12th of 2017, Eddie, you and Rand know very well what was going on, and I'm sure many of the listeners know it was Unite the Right at Charlottesville, Virginia. It was done to protect the safety of the Lee statue, which ultimately got moved. And although we consider Alex, this James Fields, to be from Ohio, he was really a native of Kentucky, and he had moved, I think his mother had moved to Ohio to find work, and he had found an apartment in, must be Maumee, Ohio, where he was living, I guess, on his own. But, I mean, it's heartbreaking to think that this young man at 20 now will probably never see the light of day, never be free for actually what was a reverse of truth. There is no daggone justice. This young man will probably never be released, even though it was all a big frame-up. But I was able to do some research, and I do hope that people will take the time to write to this young man and give him some encouragement. Let him know that we do know what has happened. We don't want to go into too much detail in these letters, and I'm not sure. I have written him today, but I want to make sure that we don't want to rock the boat and say too much, except let's find out if this is the right address. If I don't get it to say it through on this segment, well, I'll repeat it again on the next 15 minutes. But here's what I found out. What I found out is his name is James Alex Fields Jr. This is important. His number is 222-39084. Now that number will be with him, and that'll help you to find him. It's 222-39084. You need to, in an address to him, you need to include his name in that number. The address is USP Allenwood. That's one word. That's a U.S. penitentiary. Post Office Box 3000, White Deer, Pennsylvania, 17887. I'll repeat that again maybe in the next 15 minutes, but I do hope that people will take the time to try to give this. I'm sorry?
Repeat it one more time now.
Oh, okay. Okay. This is James Alex Fields Jr., number 222-39084. USP Allenwood, U.S. Penitentiary, Post Office Box 3000, White Deer, Pennsylvania, 17887. If anybody wants to send funds, I guess they go, you'd have to find out. There's a lot of information on this on these websites where you can find where the inmate is located. Now, I'm not guaranteed that he is there, but that's the information that was on the website. Funds can go to his commissary account if somebody's interested in sending him some donation. I have no idea about his family, if they've been able to visit him. I don't know who's been fighting for this man. I have no idea.
Nobody except you.
Nobody.
That's so sad. We need to talk about that a little bit more when we come back on this last break, the second hour. We'll be right back, folks.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
Napalm in the morning. Smells like victory.
Some folks are born made to wave the flag. Ooh, they're red, white, and blue.
Yeah, Yankee Rag. Love to wave that Yankee Rag. People are going to write back to Sister Nancy. I'd like to salute Sister Nancy. She did one bang-up research job. I'm going to tell you what, Sister Nancy, your heart is in the right place. I salute you for that, dear sister. So we're going right back to you, Sister Nancy.
I think this, you know, with a little bit of research, this could be found. I did call the Illinois prison where I thought he first was located in Springfield, Illinois. But apparently there, once you get their number, there is a website, an inmate website that, and I wish we could come up with the names, and maybe I'll get that from you later, Eddie, the names of the other people you know who are also behind bars because of Charlottesville. But I do hope people will take a few minutes and just send some letter of encouragement to this young man. Can anyone place yourself in his shoes at only 20 years old? To never be able to be free again, it's heartbreaking. It's just unbearable. And to think that the truth is he was attacked. It sounds like the McMichaels case all over again. Of course, this is the way whites get treated.
You know, even worse, McMichaels. I think he was even more so. The very fact that his life was in imminent danger. He's the man. I guess he's lucky he didn't get killed. Maybe he'd be better off if he'd got killed there. Because I don't know about you. I think I'd rather be dead than have to spend the rest of my life in prison, especially if I'm 20 years old. But because I tell you what, those people were those feral Negroes and those feral, Antifa, they were all over his car. We all know about that. They were beating on it. They were jumping up and down on it like chimpanzees, like they always do. And they were trying to get him out of there. They would have killed him. He would have had no chance. They would have killed him dead. He knew that, and the man panicked. And see, what the hell were they doing in the street anyway? They should have had their black asses out of that street. They shouldn't have been in that street, and those communists shouldn't have been in there. You know, if he had known what he'd known, if I'd have been him and known I was going to be arrested like that, he was in a souped-up Dodge Charger, I heard. I'd have gone down about a half mile, and I'd have got at full speed. I'd have come through there at 140 miles an hour, just seeing just how many of those people I could have taken out. I mean, because you know what? He's going to be just as much time. He wouldn't do any more time for taking out 150 or 200 of those than he will be for this one bitch that he took out. But go ahead, y'all. Go ahead.
Let me say this. It wasn't just blacks, Brother Eddie. It was a lot of traitor whites jumping on his car, too.
True.
It wasn't
just
blacks.
You're absolutely right.
But you know what is ironic about all this? The irony of this is that the police, I think, have recently, I'm not sure if it's in one particular state, they say if there's people, a protester blocking the way, that the police can run over them. But it's not for us, not for the taxpayers, but I think they've got some kind of recent law. I don't know what state it's in, but they can run over these protesters and get by with it, even if it probably kills them. Because they do a lot of that in California where they have these highways blocked. But see, for a white man to do it, that's a little different story.
Yeah, I was about to say, you mess around as a white man and run over some dig somewhere and see what happens to you.
Ooh-wee, yeah.
Right.
You have to, you know what, if you did run over a dig somewhere, you'd have to get out of that area because they would kill you, man. They're like those baboons. I mean, they have that natural killer instinct for white people. I've been around them all my life, and anybody that's been raised around as many blacks as I have, I've been around them since I was a kid, and they all have one thing in common. They have that, it's in their genetics. They just hate white people. They're just bored with that.
Okay.
I've seen some that are really nice. You talk to them, you think, oh, this is the greatest person in the world. But you let it come out. Get them in the right situation. I've seen it time and again, since I was a kid, since I was 11 years old when I was first jumped in the Southside Park. For the first time I got jumped in the Southside Park. They will kill you butt in a heartbeat, especially when they get in a gang, especially when they get in that baboon troop mentality. Go ahead, Rand.
My daddy always said, I'll never forget it. My daddy always said, no matter how good you think one is or how good one acts, is, you give him long enough, he'll always prove to you he's a nigger. That's what daddy always used to say.
Well, right.
My wife saw that.
And all of them, they're all thieves. Every one of them are thieves. But, you know, I want to bring up something, Eddie, that we haven't yet talked about. And maybe you looked into this because I told you about this protest that was going on in Nashville with the National Socialist protesters. And Handsome Truth was attacked, and he was bitten on the arm by one of these Antifa people, and maybe you have looked into that video.
I looked at that. You said you sent it. For the life of me, I've scoured everything you sent. I cannot find that. I don't know what happened. I don't know if it's not coming through, but I've looked and looked and looked because I really wanted to get that up real bad because we had him on. We had him on Blood River quite some time ago. He wouldn't come back anymore. Because I think he was being hunted, another one of our friends, being hunted that put out those flyers that identify who owns the of the drug companies, who owns Hollywood, you know, who sits in the professorships of the major universities, on and on and on, you know, who the major cabinet members are in name your presidential administration, Trump, Bush, Biden, they're all run by the same old Jewish thing. And it points out, it tells that truth. But anyway, I would like to get in touch with him. I'd love to get him to come on here. I really would. Him or Mike, either one. I won't say Mike's last name, but he may not want me to. I know the last time I talked to Mike, he was in hiding because the so-called authorities were chasing him for distributing these Goyim Defense Network leaflets that I just got through telling you about. But go ahead, Rand.
I don't know what else to say. I would like to second what you said about Miss Nancy, and it's not surprising what you said about her research today. She does it week in and week out. If there's ever been a staunch trooper, it's Miss Nancy Hint, and I just want to say that.
You got that right.
Thank you very much, man. Thank you.
It's true.
But I have a hard time with Eddie, though, because he doesn't always listen.
I knew you were going to talk about that. Shona, well, I sure salute what you did. I really do. I tell you who we need to get on here. We'll try to get Tamara Goodwin on. I haven't talked to her in a long time. I need to get her on because, you know, our Charlottesville program starts next month. We need to get her on and get a list of the guys still in prison. I think every single one of them are still in prison from the Battle of Charlottesville. And I believe they all drew about 8 years. And the last time I talked to his dad, Jacob Goodwin, they tacked an additional sentence on him because he was a bad boy in prison. He probably slugged out some coon or something. But they tacked on additional time. Those guys, what they do to them, they just torture them. I know the one thing that stands out above everything else, what he told me, that they have hot water. They can't, they don't have any cold water. And I'm not talking about ice water. They don't have any water to drink that's not hot. It comes out of the hot water tank. So I guess I don't think you have a cup so they can let it cool down. That's just one of many things they do to torture those guys. I mean,
let me say this, and this just popped in my head. You know, we talk about, some of our brothers having these speeches and this, that, and the other. I got a suggestion. Let's have a speech. Let's all get together and have a picnic at the Lee Park in Virginia. Just everybody show up there at one time and let's just have a little picnic or something, you know. Why don't we do that?
I would like to find out, I don't know how this would fly, to find out where these guys are that are in prison that from the Battle of Charlottesville and go have a picnic in the prison as close as we could get to the prison and have picket signs and stuff. That would be something. I mean, I don't know how good it would do. I don't know who knows. For one damn thing for sure, it couldn't do any harm. I mean,
or if they have visitors, surely they let them have visitors. You know, surely. I don't know how you get in and all, but you know, go.
It's really tight. Even for the mother, we hadn't had Tamara on in a long time, but it's they jacked those people around. You know, like Tamara Goodwin, they had to take up money because, you see, it's 750 miles to Charlottesville from my house. And them coming from Arkansas, the Goodwin boy lived over in Arkansas. You're talking about another 150. You're looking at like 900 miles, 1,000 miles. Anyway, people are transitioning to the third hour. We're going to pick up my spirit son, Jason Robb, the attorney at law. He represents the Knights Council to Cook Our Stand. I'll be right back, folks. Go get some water. Long break.